Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
So the question with Jeffrey Epstein, were Trump administration officials lying then when they said they had names, lists of the Johns? Or are they lying now when they say there were no Johns? Epstein sex trafficked all those underage women to himself. Here's Trump's White House chief counsel, Alina Habat, just 4 months ago on Piers Morgan, talking about what she said at the time they had.
Epstein's case, it is incredibly disturbing. We have flight logs. We have information, names that will come out.
Is it going to be shocking?
I don't see how it's not shocking that there were so many individuals that were hidden and kept secret and not been held accountable. Let's talk about the reverse. I believe in accountability. So you have to now go through your process. Now, I won't say they're guilty until they go through their time in court. But again, now it's time for accountability. We have seen for so many years, Pierce, in this country, many investigations, subpoenas, testimonies in Congress, et cetera, et cetera. But there's a general frustration with accountability. We take it halfway. We don't take it home. And I really believe that now with Cash and Pam, there will be accountability.
She wasn't the only Trump official who said it. They had all this data on the pedophiles, on the Johns who Epstein trafficked the women to. Here's Pam Bondi, our attorney general, 4 months ago, too.
DOJ may be releasing the list of Jeffrey Epstein's clients. Will that really happen?
It's sitting on my desk right now to review. That's been a directive by President Trump. I'm reviewing that. I'm reviewing JFK files, MLK files. That's all in the process of being reviewed because that was done at the directive of the president.
That was followed by a now near legendary media blitz by Pam Bondi hyping the release of the list of the names of these Johns. Conservative media influencers were invited to the White House and handed a binder supposedly full of all the coveted Epstein information. They even waved these binders in the air as they left the White House. But when they opened them, there was nothing new in them. Nothing that hadn't been published before. In fact, the binders were absent a lot of the most damning stuff that had already been published. Then, all of a sudden, this bizarre FBI memo saying there's no evidence that Epstein blackmailed powerful figures, kept a client list, or was murdered. In fact, they're insistent that he killed himself and even included 10 hours of uninterrupted footage showing, allegedly, that nobody went into the cell that night. Even more galling, the memo makes clear that no one involved in the Epstein case will ever be charged. Even though Ghislaine Maxwell, Epstein's pimp, I mean, that's what she was, his associate, is currently serving a 20-year sentence for child sex trafficking-related offenses. So we're supposed to believe that. And by the way, you know what was interesting in this memo? For the first time, see what happened after he killed himself, the FBI raided his homes, and they let it publicly be known they had thousands, they had captured thousands of videos and photos, like footage of the victims, right? Well, in this memo the FBI just put out, they for the first time used the term tens of thousands of videos. So we're supposed to believe they're all of Epstein and the victims and no one else? There were no other Johns? And even more galling than that, the DOJ and FBI say in their memo that no further disclosure of Epstein-related material, quote, would be appropriate or warranted, and that the material in question relates to child sexual abuse, details of Epstein's victims, and information that would expose innocent individuals to allegations of wrongdoing. Weird, right? So they use, and you can tell, even the memo has a whiny tone to it. Well, we can't release child pornography. Nobody's asking you to. Now, if you read the actual memo, there's something weird about it. It says that this systemic review, where they dug through just a ton of data, even went through desks and drawers and files at the FBI. Listen to what it says. This systemic review revealed no incriminating client list. In other words, not that there wasn't one, but that they didn't find it. It says the files relating to Epstein include a large volume of images of Epstein, images and videos of victims who are either minors or appear to be minors. It says that Epstein harmed over 1,000 victims and that the investigation, i.e. going through all the video, confirmed that. Nowhere in this entire memo does it say there were no other Johns or no other individuals in the videos. Nowhere does it say Epstein alone was in the videos. They walk you up to that conclusion, but they never point blank say it. Instead, they write this: we did not uncover evidence that could predicate an investigation against uncharged third parties. Again, that doesn't mean it doesn't exist. They just say they didn't uncover it, which the first thing I thought, so it was deleted before you got there and you're closing the case now. They go on to argue that most of these files were sealed to protect the victims and that they don't want to publish child, you know, basically pornography, and they don't want to expose the victim. So they have to close the case now. So sorry, nobody's going to be allowed to see this stuff. Like, nobody wants to watch, you know, child being abused. But at the same time, I mean, can you not black out the faces? Can you not tell us definitively there's nobody but Epstein in these files? And you're asking us just to trust you? And if all this is the case, again, why was Pam Bondi, why was Alina Haba sent out to promote the release of this information and tell us again 4 months ago that they had it, that it was coming out? They sensationalized it. It is so bizarre.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
But the bizarreness doesn't end there. Remember sex abuse victim Virginia Guffrey? She filed a civil suit against Jeffrey Epstein back in 2015. Well, the documents in that case that had been sealed were not revealed until January of 2024. And in them included the names of others who had purchased the children, allegedly. Namely, the accused were Bill Clinton, Donald Trump is one of them, Richard Branson, Prince Andrew, and Les Wexner, who was the head of Victoria's Secret at the time. Also including Bill Richardson, a member of the Clinton administration, the governor of New Mexico. Now, folks, remember this. Let's just focus on one of these, the most famous, Prince Andrew, who's pictured with Ghislaine Maxwell and his arm around Virginia Guffrey, who at the time was underage. She's claimed that she was sold to him, prostituted to him by the Epstein crew, specifically by Epstein and by Ghislaine Maxwell. Now, remember, he paid her millions of dollars in a damages settlement. Why would he do that if he's not guilty? Here's the other really weird thing. Virginia Guffrey killed herself back in April on the sprawling, beautiful, multi-million dollar ranch that she bought with Prince Andrew's money. Initially, her family came out and said, yeah, it probably looks like she committed suicide. But then on the 1st of May, her father came out and said there's no way she did it and that someone, quote, got to her, unquote. Here's the headline in the UK Independent. Virginia Guffrey's dad insists she didn't die by suicide, claims someone got to her. And remember, she had said she was never going to kill herself, that if she died, it would mean they got to her. In fact, folks, remember the details of how she died? So bizarre. Because the month before she allegedly killed herself, she got into a pretty serious car accident. She got run over and she posted something of herself in the hospital. She was terribly beaten up and she said that she had 2 days to live. The doctors had told her she wasn't going to make it more than a couple of days because of this car accident and she was going to die. That caused a massive stir on the internet. Even more of a stir was when she was released from the hospital, went home and killed herself. At the time, I couldn't help but wondering, why would she be eliminated? What would be the point of doing that? But in retrospect, it would make sense. She's the one who knew who a lot of the Johns were. Did she have information that might have stirred up a storm, might have made closing all of this down permanently difficult for the FBI and the DOJ? Folks, a lot of people are going to speculate, obviously, that Trump's in these files. I don't believe that. And the reason I don't believe it is because they would have used it. In fact, they would have thrown Bill, Hillary, Biden, anybody who needed to be thrown overboard, Bill Gates, they'd have thrown overboard to release the files on Trump. It wouldn't have mattered. They'd do anything to stop him. This is a guy that they charged with almost 700 years in prison trying to stop him. This is a guy who was double assassination attempted on. So, I mean, I don't get it. But something is amiss here. And the only thing I can wonder with Trump is there something in these files that isn't of a sexual nature but might have embarrassed him? In a 2017 interview with the author Michael Wolff, Epstein did claim that at one point he was Donald Trump's closest friend. Trump, however, said in 2019 he was not a fan of Epstein and hadn't spoken to him for 15 years. And he also said, and this has been documented, that he barred Epstein from his golf resorts in the early 2000s. So if there's any information in there that's somehow embarrassing to Trump, it would be really old. Folks, this isn't the last podcast I'm going to do on this because this is not done. As much as Pam Bondi, Dan Bongino, and Kash Patel would apparently like it to be.
Battleground America with Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.